This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio, back on his regular day now. Tuesdays is Wayne Bell. Wayne writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot.
And speaking of coming back to Tuesday, we're going to talk about great comebacks in our conversation today.
Do you have a definition for a comeback?
I think a comeback would be someone who either commercially or artistically, I mean, if we're talking in the entertainment world, has been at some point regarded as irrelevant and then comes back to produce work that is relevant in some way. Written off and
yeah.
Then back. When I think of comebacks, the one that, and I don't know why this is the one that hits me is Jerry Lewis. You know, he had been a box office success in the 50s and 60s, first with Dean Martin, then on his own. But his movies continued to get worse and worse. And other than the Labor Day telethon, you really didn't see him much until Martin Scorsese put mm-hmm. him in a movie opposite Robert De Niro.
Right. And that's kind of the key I've noticed when I was looking at of great comebacks, whether it be in music or film or television. It's either been a medium change. Mm-hmm. Like Rob Lowe was big in the 80s, and then he had kind of a public fall, and then he's had a medium change, and now he went to the small screen with Brothers and Sisters and Parks and Recreation, West Wing. Or it's been, the same could be said for Glenn Close, you know, with Damages. She went away, then she comes back. Or it's been one great project has brought someone back. And that's been the more consistent way that somebody gets brought back, is they have one great song, one great album, one great movie, and then you have to kind of see from there, do they have staying power?
What about Tony Bennett? I mean, the guy was huge, had his problems with alcoholism, and really kind of almost became this sort of punchline for stand-up comedians, the so hip in the 50s and 60s and so unhip, and then boom, he was back. He had an Unplugged special on MTV. And
that one record of the year a couple years ago, a decade ago, or two decades.
But he's back on top.
Yeah, and 2-3 weeks ago, he had the number one album in the country. So that's a really interesting, you know, way to look at it. I think that there's a couple of people of recent that have had big comebacks, but we don't quite know yet if they have legs. One that definitely had legs, and I think that it worked really well, was John Travolta. I'm not a huge Travolta fan, but what I will say is he was huge, and then he had sort of some B-rate movies. And
Perfect? Do you remember Perfect with Jamie Lee Curtis?
No, I don't. but in his case, it was one movie, Pulp Fiction, and he was able to use the legs off that movie to then, you know, do Primary Colors and Get Shorty and, you know, a lot
Michael
of movies.
And just had a bunch.
Yeah, he had a lot of movies and, you know, even Hairspray and stuff like that. So he was able to use that one movie to really catapult him. But then there's others that, you know, they've had that one great movie and then we're just still waiting to see. Like, for instance, Burt Reynolds, if you remember.
Right.
He was so big in the 70s and early 80s.
I think for 4 or 5 years, he was the number one,
box office draw. And then went away and went to nowhere. And then he sort of had a small comeback with Evening Shade, and then he went away again. And then he had a big comeback with Boogie Nights and was up for an Oscar and all that. And then just kind of it didn't surface, it didn't go anywhere. The same could be said for Kim Basinger, big in the 80s, huge, you know, Batman and all that, and what, 9.5 weeks, and
mm-hmm.
and then she went through some real public disputes with Land, and I think she went bankrupt, and then had one great movie, L.A. Confidential, won an Oscar, and you thought, wow, where did that come from? And then we don't see her anymore, and that's happened of recent too. You know, you look at Mickey Rourke,
mm-hmm. in The Wrestler.
Yeah, has that one big part, and now we're kind of, you know, he's had a few things since then, but we are kind of waiting to see if you know, if he can really capitalize on that.
The actor Thomas Hayden Church,
yeah,
who was one. He wasn't one of the leads in the in the sitcom Wings, but and then he kind of went away, and then Sideways, mm-hmm. and his star had risen again.
Yeah, and he's been able to work on that. You know, I think that he's done some television projects since then. And, you know, it's kind of like every time Marissa Tomei does a really great movie, they say she's had a great comeback. Well, it's like, where did she go? Because she's a working actress who's done great work. And every
constantly.
4 or 5 years, she gets an Oscar nomination. So that's not what I would call a comeback. You know, if Mickey Rourke is able to capitalize on that wrestler momentum and really, you know, move forward with it, then that's a true comeback.
I also think of Charlie Chaplin, because, of course, he was perhaps the most famous person in the world in the 1920s, and he was one of the last people to move into the talking movie industry. He also became politically unpopular during the Red Scare, but then he came back towards the end of his career and made some amazing movies, mm-hmm. and again became critically important.
Yeah, I think that's definitely someone that, you know, is kind of a model. And he's also somebody who finally had to learn, I'm going to adapt.
Mm-hmm. Who would you like? Is there anyone you'd like to see have a comeback? Because I've got someone I'm thinking of.
Well, I was on this bandwagon a few years ago that I really wanted Whitney Houston to have a comeback. Because I thought nobody beats that voice when it was in its prime. But then I quickly learned that she doesn't have it anymore, mm-hmm. you know, and she had kind of destroyed it between age and then some of her extracurricular activities.
Right.
And so I don't think she could handle a comeback. As far as people I'd like to see come back, you know, I think that there's some people that, well, like Glenn Close is a good example, where they were on the radar for a long period of time and then they just kind of went away and they've come back kind of, but we've yet to see them fully, you know, come back. What about you?
M. Night Shyamalan. I thought The Sixth Sense was a great movie, and I liked the couple he had after that, including Unbreakable. But the last several mm-hmm. have neither attracted audiences nor positive reviews, and I would really like to see him make another movie, not necessarily like Sixth Sense, but innovative and surprising.
Well, that's just it. I think his problem was he was touched by the Oscar buzz where, you know, you have these people who, you know, do really well. They're either nominated or they win for their first big movie. And then they feel like for every movie after that, they have to do the same pattern over and over and over. And that typically doesn't lead to success. You've got to reinvent yourself over and over.
Can an entertainment property have a comeback? It seems like Saturday Night Live, which is now in, I don't know, its 36th, 37th year on television, has had several.
Yeah.
Where it has been written off and perhaps near cancellation. And
well,
then,
just like that one song or that one movie can bring somebody back, Saturday Night Live can have one, you know, Will Ferrell or one
Eddie Murphy
or one Tina Fey that can bring it back and make it relevant again. The problem is that as the much like weight, as you get older and older and older, it becomes harder and harder and harder to bounce back. And you know, with Saturday Night Live, with all the different competition that it now has, it's certainly going to be more and more difficult for them to mount the kind of comeback that they need to make. But, you know, they still have Kristen Wiig and they still have talented properties.
All right. And you'll come back next week.
I sure will.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.